Pickin, North End of News.
Tell us what it's been like working on the last edition. How many have you got behind you now?
Oh, goodness. 12 a year, 11 years maybe, so that's more than 60.
And do you keep them all?
We do keep them all, but at the moment, with the last edition going, we're now going through the files and starting to clear out. Which brings back a lot of memories, obviously. I mean, there's a skip full of papers there and old notes and whatever, so a lot of memories.
Have you kept all your notebooks?
Lying in the corner there, actually. Pretty faded now. I mean, some of the original ones were written with quills.
Are you joking?
Yes. Yes, I am. They do go back to the beginning, aye. So I've not actually started flicking through them yet. But I'll take them away. It's a lot of memories over the years. So the last edition, as Mary said, I mean, we got in touch with the people we've worked with over the years, and just asked them to get in touch with any memories they had of how they felt about things. And so it was nice to actually go out on a high, if you like. I mean, I think when I sent out an email, I said, try and make this a celebration and no awake as such, because, I mean, we've got a lot to celebrate in actual fact. It was a publication we're all very proud of, I think. It's a publication that the community really enjoyed and took to its heart, I think. And so it was our last chance, let's say, thanks to them for their contributions over the years. And And it was quite poignant putting it together, and it has been a bit the same as we're going through all these old files and whatever, but a lot of happy memories. Sad at the way it's finishing up, but happy about what we've achieved over the last few years.
I remember at the council meeting you said that the best stories for you weren't always necessarily the big splash on the front page. So
no.
What having looked through the files recently, what was your favourite thing to cover?
Been asked this a couple of times recently. I mean, one of my favourite stories was about a local guy who'd phoned up to let us know about a giant sunflower that he'd grown. And this is true. So I thought, oh, we must go and investigate that. So just lived in the corner and went round. And fair enough, it was quite a tall sunflower, but not a giant sunflower as such. But you realised as you were taking a photograph of the chap looking up at the sunflower, the guy was just over 5 foot tall, so of course it was a giant sunflower to him, but not necessarily a giant sunflower in the general scheme of things. So that was one favourite. I mean, a lot of really nice things with local schools that have achieved great things in their own small ways. I mean, the best stories are sort of good positive community stories. Another favourite was when the local pub has been taken over by an English brewery a few years ago, and the locals had started a campaign to keep the Ducat selling McEwan's 80 shilling beer. It was Samuel Smith's that was taken over at the time, which is a brewery based in Yorkshire, so there was a very strong campaign to keep the Ducat selling heavy. And on the day Samuel Smith's were due to take over, some of the locals had gone in, not into the pub had been shut for a while, chained themselves to the doors, and we're going to refuse access to the Samuel Smith's Dreaming and whatever. So it was a great story. The guys were sort of bedecked in tartan scarves and all this stuff. And a lot of the national papers were there on TV. But what happened, unfortunately, that was the day of the Twin Towers bombing in the States. So the story obviously disappeared off a lot of papers the next day because of world events. But, I mean, that was just one of the wee local stories that you sort of remember as well. And as I say, sometimes overtaken by bigger events, but that was a great wee story. Aye, we've always had that relationship with people that they can pick up the phone and the chances are we'll be there. And I can understand the difficulties of papers like the Evening News of getting people going to places at a specific time. We were lucky here that we're right in the heart of the community. They know us, and the chances are we'll be able to get there. It's very seldom we've missed anything over the years, despite not having a huge staff. I think local people often feel that because of the sort of negative, the area's looked on fairly negatively, some corners of the press, I think, and that they didn't feel that this area gets a good press. Whereas we tend to see the area in a different light and report positively. I mean, there are good news stories down here, and it's nice to be able to sort of celebrate them and publicise them.
So what next for you? Would you work at another paper if a job came up?
You're in a position now, you would never rule anything out at all. I can honestly say I've not thought seriously about doing anything until I knew for sure that this was the end of the story here, because I think to have jumped sooner would have been sending totally the wrong message, and I think we all hoped that there would be some way that the place could continue. I mean, the board, obviously, as I say, they've got hopes that they can resurrect it or keep it going in some way, but we're not sure what that might be. So for myself, it's a question now, up until the end of the month, ploughing through these dusty old notebooks and throwing out an awful lot of papers and reliving a few memories, basically. So it's got to be quite odd in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, and are you quite proud with the final edition? You mentioned that people had sent in memories and whatnot. What sort of things did you get?
I think you'll, like anybody, I mean, once the edition's gone, it's gone, and when you see it again, there's always things you might have wanted to have done differently. But I mean, once it's away, and you accept that. So I've not actually looked at it again since it came in this morning, just in case it's full of mistakes or whatever. I will look at it again when we've got a wee bit of time to look at it. But there was some really, really touching things. People have been very generous in their thought. I mean, when you get the chance to read it, please do have a look. And I think it's heartfelt. I mean, although we'd ask people to comment, the fact that they took the time and effort to do that, I think it says a bit about what we're trying to do here. And we've needed them, obviously, as much as they needed us, certainly with projects. To be able to fill a paper monthly with good community news, it's not been a challenge. It might have been, actually, because, as I say, there's quite a lot of good stuff happening here.